This is from Thomas Merton's Seven Story Mountain, published in 1948. Indeed, the truth that many people never understand until it is too late is that the more you try to avoid suffering, the more you suffer, because smaller and more insignificant things begin to torture you in proportion to your fear of being hurt. The one who does the most to avoid suffering is, in the end, the one who suffers the most. And his suffering comes to him from things so little and so trivial that one can say that it is no longer objective at all. It is his own existence, his own being, that is at once the subject and the source of his pain, and his very existence and consciousness, his greatest torture. So I don't really know about you, but I'm definitely one to try to avoid suffering, and I very much identify with the smaller and more insignificant things causing more and more pain, especially as the larger and more significant things begin to cause more and more pain. I wish I had something intelligent or insightful to comment on this, but I really don't. Suffering's real. Suffering is existence. And I think today I'm just going to let the suffering be here and be what it is. I believe that all of our feelings and emotions contain some type of medicine from which we can learn. And I think that suffering is doing its best to try to teach me something right now. So I'm going to sit with that today and go inward as I'm wont to do, and to remember that, we're all just molecules bumbling around and bumbling into each other and hurting each other even though we don't mean it. Remember that we are all suffering. To be alive is to suffer, and that there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with suffering. I don't know. Maybe I'm just the one who needed to hear that this morning. But I really hope that if you choose to observe the eclipse today, that the clouds clear up a bit for you. Please make sure that your eclipse viewing glasses are not counterfeit. There are many resources online for you to ensure that they are safe for your little peepers. Don't go blind out there. Drink lots of water, get lots of rest, take the best care of yourselves. I love you so much. Thank you for listening, and see you on the other side, you beautiful, beautiful humans.